My name is Andy Paxton, and I am really good at the work, the first time in my life.
Great congregation of fabulous musicians. Paul Friesen and Carper, who just heard leading wonderful worship on bass and guitar, and Dennis, his proud father, and my son Matt on drums, and he'll be alternating with Glenn Pangborn, who you heard during the service. Fabulous performance from Detroit. My wife Nancy Hagen on oboe and piano, my son Luke, and Ken Jandis, who was my saxophone teacher when I was in high school. So anyway, I'm talking my counterpoint to my composition. He is to blame and credit it for most of all your hearing. We're going to start because we used to do hymns and liturgy. We put the jazz band on the church for worship. So we wanted to participate in that. And there are parts of hymn 424 and the music of worship, Lord's Glory. We're going to play the melody one time in the introduction, and then I'll sort of give you a large arm gesture of the lyrics in all five versions, regardless of what we're doing, and we'll end up with the nature.
One, two, three, two. Thank you.
I know they said this was going to be a jazz concert, but we couldn't resist doing every kind of music. So now we're going to do a piece that's about 400 years older by Johann Sebastian Bach, my favorite piece for oboe and violin.
Thank you. So Andy's not going to introduce this tune even though he wrote it. We grew up in an era when there was a lot of wonderful experimentation going on in church music. A lot like today. And coming out of jazz tradition, it's clear listening to his music and mine that we came from a lot of similar places. Anyway, this tune is a bossa, and it is based on Psalm...
An amalgam of praise.
Ah, okay.
Because there are no saxophones in the Bible.
That's true. Well, it's a lot like the Psalter. You know, it's a hermeneutic thing. One.
It took God a long time to get instruments right.
Dare I say anything with... No, we won't go there. One, two, three. Sing unto the Lord and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing joyful songs of praise. Know the Lord is God, he made us, we are his, we bring him prayers of thanks. Let heavens and earth join to sing the glories of the Lord. Oceans resound, the plains are filled with joy. Symphonies of praise arise from the forests. Trees are dancing with joy. Our Lord comes to rule the earth, and justice he will bring. Sing unto the Lord, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing joyful songs of praise. Know the Lord is God, he made us, we are his, we bring him prayers of thanks. With shouts, our Lord has made his salvation known to all the world. Sing unto the Lord and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing joyful songs of praise. Know the Lord is God, he made us, we are his. We pray. Andy Texa.
piece is called the Aria. It's composed by Paul Monts, an incredible organist who's written just fabulous things to the Lutheran Church for decades. I made the privilege of playing with him a few times. So our pianist transcribed this arrangement for oboe and other instruments.
Thank you. you don't mind switching centuries again. Dennis and I are going to play two movements of a Marcello concerto for oboe, the Adagio and the Allegro.
Thank you. This is a communion meditation on three tunes.
This next tune is called Icarus, and written by Ralph Towner. For those of you who heard the group Oregon, the first group was a jazz label. Anyway, we felt it was important to do that here tonight. And so, what do you guys think of it?
Thank you.
you'd like to sing one last song, then open your book to hymn 212. You know, when I take a communion, I feel like it's communion all the time here. Let us break bread together. Is that the right hymn number? Do I have that?
Yeah, 212.
Okay, 212. And thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be here. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the melody one time. You'll sing it as written in the LBW three times, and then we'll improvise. And then we'll all go get to sleep. Thank you. Okay, act beat, two and the four. One, two.